98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
Ball drives in underneath, lobs it, DA's there, whammo time!
Al, about the Suns. Hall of Famer Suns broadcaster Al McCoy calls in to talk Suns with Bickley and Marotta.
Suns win! The Suns win!
Al, about the Suns. Driven by Sanderson Ford.
Yeah, every week we get the opportunity to talk with the Hall of Fame voice of the Phoenix Suns, Al about the Suns. Al McCoy joins us here on Bickley and Marotta Mornings. Good morning, Al. How are you?
You guys are busy. I mean, you're having a busy day. I'm just happy to be a part of it.
Yeah, well, we're always happy that you're a part of it, Al.
It's good that we're putting out that impression, too, that we're busy, right? Because actually with all these interviews, we're doing half the talking, Al.
Well, I have to tell you this right off the bat, and obviously I was extremely interested in hearing your conversation with Suns coach Monty Williams, and what I really liked was the way that Coach Williams approached everything with the confidence that I heard in his voice as he visited with you both. And I think you would agree that there's probably no other team that has the strong relationship with the coach and his players as we see with Coach Monty and his son's players.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to hear that confidence in Coach Monty's voice as he was visiting with you this morning really made me feel good.
Yeah, it's interesting, too, that the position that the Suns are in, obviously needing to rely on that confidence without Chris Paul, 6 to 8 weeks is the timetable. And I think there's some Suns fans that are looking at the standings, Al, and they're seeing that 6.5-game lead, but they're also seeing Golden State as a team that maybe sees an opportunity to catch the Suns. My contention is, even if that happens, as you know, small a chance as that is to happen, it doesn't matter to me, because if Chris Paul is healthy and the Suns are healthy going into the playoffs, whether they're the one seed, the two seed, or any seed, I still think they have the best team. Do you agree with that?
Oh, I certainly do. And I think, you know, you try and look at the bright side when you have an injury to a key player like this. And this, as we've talked about many times, is a different team than we saw in the playoffs last year. And as you know, they lost CP3 for 2 games against the Clippers, won those games, and it's a better team. It's a team with more depth than we saw last year. And I think now is the time that we look forward to see that really show itself in the remaining games. And as Devin Booker has said, maybe smiling when he said it, it does give CP a chance to rest those legs and really get ready for playoffs. But the other side of that coin, and as I said, we always try and think positively, is the fact that now some of these other so-called backup point guards are going to get a lot more playing time in these remaining games, and that could be a confidence builder also.
I like your comments about Monty Williams, because after the All-Star game was over, he was in the midst of his own press conference, and Devin Booker went out of his way to come by and kind of dap up his head coach and show him a little bit of love. And you don't see that everywhere in the NBA. You know that, Al. You've been around for quite some time. That there's a real trust between team and coach and player. How does that come in handy in times of adversity like now?
Well, I think it's extremely important. And as I mentioned a moment ago, Bick, I don't think any team in the NBA, and there are a lot of great coaches, don't misunderstand me, but I don't think there's any team that has that special kind of relationship that Monty Williams has been able to build with his team. That's certainly his strength, no question about it. And at times like this is when it becomes very, very important. And now, certainly there's going to be a lot in his lap. How he utilizes the bench now, how he decides who's going to be the point guard, who's going to get the playing time to fill in for CP3, and how's it going to work. So there's a lot in his lap also, and a lot of decisions that Coach Monty's going to have to make the remainder of the way.
Al McCoy, the Hall of Fame voice of the Phoenix Suns, our guest weekly here on Bickley and Marotta Mornings. Yeah, we already talked about it. We're in agreement that the Suns are the best team. But from your perspective, Al, the team that gives the Suns the most problems, potentially, in a Western Conference playoff series, is it Golden State? I mean, they have beaten the Suns twice. Neither team was really whole and put together when they played in any of those games. But is it Golden State, or is it another team in the West that stands out to you as something, some team to be worried about?
Well, you know, so much in sports, and I think particularly in the NBA, mental capacity is so important. And sometimes Golden State, with Curry dancing around and knocking down threes, it kind of becomes kind of a mental game. And the Suns need to escape that. The Suns, I think, certainly have an edge over Golden State, and they need tremendous play from DeAndre Ayton, because Golden State doesn't have that inside game. Mm-hmm. And Golden State is not where they want to be. They don't have Draymond Green. They certainly are missing him. They're not the team they want to be right now. Clay's not back 100%, that's for sure. But probably from the mental standpoint, I would say Golden State is still the biggest challenge for the Suns.
I think the Suns might get a boost down the stretch from Landry Shamet, who's been really up and down in his first season. And to some, it's been baffling because he's been such a sharpshooter. But you know this too, Al. When you go to a new place, a place full of existing culture, sometimes it takes a while to really feel a part of everything, to really kind of fit in. Your thoughts on what Landry Shamet might give this team down the stretch?
Well, he was starting to show a lot more in the game just before he hurt that ankle. I'm a little concerned about his history of ankle injuries. He's had a lot of them in his career, and he certainly needs to be healthy. But still, you take a look at what the Suns have on the bench, and I think, although he's gotten overlooked, Elfrid Payton, I think, has played very well in this stretch when he's gotten playing time. And we know the intensity and the excitement of young Aaron Holiday. And look, we haven't even talked about Cameron Payne. Is he going to be able to come back and contribute the way he did a year ago? So there are question marks, but there are certainly some pluses there that this gap of CP3 being out can be filled until we get to the playoffs, obviously.
Al McCoy, our guest, as he is every week here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. And I got a question to end the discussion this week with, something I've wondered about for a really long time, Al. So why not during Newsmakers Week ask the question? For anybody who's followed the Suns, and you're a big soundtrack of their lives and all the catchphrases you have, Shazam, Wham Bam, Slam, Zingo the Strings, Heartbreak Hotel, all of them. Has there ever been like a catchphrase that you tried out and then you thought, that's not working out, I'm gonna eliminate that from the repertoire?
Yeah, there was a big one. Suns lose.
Yeah, you haven't had to say that too much this year.
Well done, Al.
I dropped that one right away, just as soon as I could. One final comment I have to make on the All-Star game. When we had the opportunity to see the 75 players, I have to be honest with you, I shed a few tears thinking and seeing all of those players that I have known and witnessed in the last 50 years of my career. It was certainly something special in during that All-Star game to see those 75 greatest players. It's a great sport, and it's still a great NBA.
Yeah, it was very cool. I was just wishing some of those guys could have been more of them could have been in attendance to kind of soak it all in, but it was a really cool moment.
Yeah,
Al, thanks so much for the time. We'll talk to you again next week.
Hey, keep up the good work, you guys.
Al, about the Suns, driven by Sanderson Ford, 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.